You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with Brittany Giroli, our MLB.com Orioles reporter. We are going to look back on FanFest a little bit on this podcast. We'll hear from Buck Showalter and also from Tim Beckham. They spoke at FanFest. We'll also talk about Adam Jones, and he was busy on Twitter, and he was at FanFest as well. Zach Britton, also an update on his health. So a lot to get into. And all of that leading up to Truck Day on Wednesday, as the Orioles will pack up the truck and send it down to Florida. So a lot of things happening as spring training approaches. None of it has anything to do with the Orioles roster, Brittany, but that's all right. We have stuff to talk about. So let's get into FanFest a little bit. And I want to start with one of the more fun things that I saw that happened. They had a press conference for kids where basically kids were allowed to ask questions. Now, Buck Showalter was a part of this. He was the one that the kids were firing away questions at, and he was amazing. Let's take a little bit. We'll listen to a little bit of this press conference and Buck's answers to some of these kids' questions.
If you could have a superpower, which superpower would you have?
You got to want to fly, don't you?
Yep.
What other ones are there? Speed, strength, what else?
There's invisibility.
There's some times in the ninth inning I like to be invisible like that. When I was younger, it might have been X-ray, but not anymore.
My question is, what is your favorite movie?
Probably my favorite movie through the years, one I could watch over and over again, is Sandlot. Because that was me growing up. We had seven or eight guys, dungarees, a magic marker to write your number on the back of your T-shirt. And there's only six of us. That's how I learned to hit the ball the other way, because they couldn't put enough guys the other way, and if you hit the ball in the water on the right, we didn't have a baseball and you were out. So we learned how to play.
What's your favorite play that has ever happened?
I got to tell you, I really like the play in the playoffs against the Tigers when J.J. Hardy scored off Delmon Young's double to left field. I think seeing reactions of our fans to that moment, I wish everybody could have been in the dugout, because you couldn't speak to the guy next to you. I know the TV was saying that's the loudest decibel they've ever recorded at a stadium.
I was wondering, do you like our guys?
Yes, I do. It's amazing to me, we get back together after the offseason. I tell them in spring, hey, I've missed you. I've missed being around those guys. And when you're doing something 7 days a week for 8-9 months, you better be able to have some fun. You better like your guys a little bit, because if you don't, it's a long summer.
Great stuff from Buck. He embraced it. It's awesome, Brittany. The best thing I thought was him talking about his superpower and wishing he had the ability to be invisible, obviously, after losses and things like that. But just to hear these little kids, you know, they always say kids say the darndest things. And for Buck to be willing to sit down there and just take these questions on, you really get to see the lighter side of him, and it's awesome.
Yeah, you do. I think a lot of people don't get to see that side, but he is a funny guy. And unfortunately, he always looks kind of angry in the dugout. He's not a guy who smiles a whole lot during the games. He can be very serious, but it's kind of cool to see. I mean, I've seen that side of him, but for fans to see that side, especially with little kids, I mean, he's hilarious. I'm sure he's not the only one that wishes he was invisible after some of these losses.
Yeah, absolutely. He also admitted to liking his players, which is always good to know as well. All right, the other clip we have is about the big news really going around with the Orioles. It was talked about throughout this offseason that Manny Machado wants to play shortstop, and it would mean Tim Beckham probably moves to third base. And they finally, I guess, made it official at FanFest, Buck coming out and saying that Machado will indeed be the shortstop. And Tim Beckham was there as well, and he spoke about the challenge of moving to third. So let's hear from Showalter and Beckham about the shifting infield for the Orioles in 2018.
Yeah, we're gonna shake it out. I think Tim is capable of playing third base, but we'll see. But there could be some adjustments down in the spring. Maybe we don't like the feel of it or whatever, but that's where we're going to head into it. And there's a chance that we could adjust from there. But I've talked to Manny and Tim about it, and we think it's our best setup right now. Well, I think Tim would rather play shortstop, as Manny would, as Mountcastle would, as we all want to. But Tim's. I think his big thing is getting an opportunity to play every day at one position instead of, I've heard people talk, boy, he'd be a great guy that could play somewhere all around. Clinton, I thought about that, but I don't think that, I think mentally for a guy that's got potential to lead off I think we need to settle both those guys into a spot and get after it. I think they're capable of playing both of them.
I mean, it's exciting, man. You know, it's a new position for me, so I'm ready to go over and have some fun. I mean, we'll see. I mean, either way it goes. I mean, it's baseball, and we got to catch the ball and throw the ball, so I want to keep it simple and just embrace it, you know, and I'm looking forward to it, so let's go.
Well, I mean, as of today, I mean, well, last night Buck mentioned it, and I mean, I'm open to it, especially if it helps the team, and it's a better fit for the team. And I mean, the end goal is to win ball games. We don't want to lose sight of that, and I don't want to make this a big deal. And you know, I mean, I'm just a transition over there and continue to make the plays and be consistent. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely important. I mean, it's more comfort level when you're in the lineup every day. And but yeah, I just want to be in the lineup every day and have an opportunity to help the team win.
All right, Brittany, everybody's saying the right thing, obviously. I guess my question for you is, Manny Machado is a great, not good, great third baseman. Maybe he's a great shortstop as well. We'll find out. He certainly was when he was on his way up through the minor leagues. I think the bigger concern here, and tell me if I'm off base, is there's no way Tim Beckham is as good a third baseman as Manny Machado was, right?
Right. So are you weakening two positions? I mean, I don't think that Manny moving to shortstop is weakening it per se, but are you stronger with, you know, Beckham in a position he feels comfortable in shortstop? And the answer is probably. But unfortunately, this is the way it's going to line up, at least for the next year. And for Manny, I get it. He's wanted to play shortstop since J.J. Hardy was there, thought he was doing it the right way by not saying anything until Hardy, you know, officially wasn't coming back. So it's unfortunate. And also for Manny, it makes his potential market even bigger. He can play shortstop or third base for teams in need. He's expected to get record-breaking money on that free agent market. But it certainly weakens them a little bit defensively. I don't know what they're going to do, if Beckham is going to be the everyday guy, what if he struggles there. They certainly need kind of a Ryan Flaherty type, a versatile infielder to maybe move around the diamond if that happens. But this just looks like a move that they kind of had no choice in terms of making it. You don't want to anger Manny for a year. You don't want a lot of animosity going on. So this is what's happening. Like you said, everyone's saying the right thing. I'll be curious to see how this experiment shakes out.
Yeah, and Beckham's saying the right thing. Do you think deep down inside, I guess if you're Tim Beckham, you've finally kind of proven yourself a little bit at the major league level. You just want to be out there every day. I would think that him saying he's cool with this move, I would think there's definitely honesty in that, because I think he's pretty happy to just be on a field every day for the majority of the season.
I think so. And I also think that he's a guy who likes to play the field. And there was some talk about, well, maybe DHing him. So I think for him, playing the field, you know, he probably, yes, yeah, I'm sure he'd prefer to play shortstop. He's got a lot more comfort there. But if the choice is third base or DHing, I think he picks third base. He's not a guy who likes to DH. Some guys don't. So for him, I think, like you said, I think it's not just lip service. I think he is excited to be an everyday player and to play on both sides of the field.
You mentioned the Orioles not wanting to anger Machado and wanting him to keep him happy in what looks like it's the last year. Could you argue the opposite of that? Like, hey, this guy's probably going to leave all signs point to the fact that he's going to leave this organization in a year. Why should we maybe make our team a little less good defensively this year for a guy that's going to leave anyway?
Well, I mean, I think you got to look at a couple things. One, they don't have a shortstop ready right now that's really going to challenge him. I mean, Beckham's right. an okay shortstop, but he certainly came with his defensive warts, and, you know, he showed at times that he's no Manny Machado, but he's also no J.J. Hardy either. So they're going to get a lot stronger up the middle, but, of course, they're going to suffer a little bit at third base. So I know Dan Duquette mentioned the kind of the double play and watching Manny and Jonathan Scope do it, how it's one of the cooler double plays he likes. So I don't think they did this just to appease Manny, but certainly I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens over there at third base and if it becomes a liability. But I think at this point in time, they want their defense to be better. Maybe they go out, they signed a guy who's very defensive-minded, and ends up playing the bulk of that time or splitting it with Beckham, and then the defense doesn't take that much of a hit. So there's a couple things they can do. I don't think they made this move just because Manny Machado demanded it, but I do think that obviously that played a big role in this, Manny wanting to play shortstop, Manny telling them when the season was over he wanted to play shortstop, and trying to go about it the right way.
Yeah, and you did mention that. It was classy in a sense that he waited for J.J. Hardy, the elder statesman, I guess, in the organization, to kind of move on before he came up with that. So that is pretty good stuff. You got to compliment Manny on that. All right, Adam Jones tweeted before FanFest that something came up, Brittany. He wasn't going to make it, and I guess it turned out to be a joke. Adam Jones having some fun. But once he was there, it seemed like he spoke very honestly, as he always does, and he seems to have a positive attitude heading into 2018, despite, you know, a lot of people saying this team isn't a team that necessarily is going to be able to contend.
Yeah, I mean, that's the good thing about Adam. You're always going to get exactly what he thinks. And, you know, he's the guy who's going to go out and play, and it doesn't really matter who they surround him with. He's going to play hard regardless. And I think that's why, as a fan, as a player, you root for a guy like Adam Jones to do well. He's always going to give 100% pretty much no matter what. So that was refreshing to see. I mean, he knows, him, Zach Britton, you know, Davis, the guys who have been around, they know that this team needs to make the moves if they're going to contend. But at the same time, I think for a guy like Adam who's been around, he's a veteran now, he knows that it's also out of his control. You know, whether the team extends him so that he stays an Oriole beyond this next year, that's out of his control. What they do in terms of adding to the rotation, that's out of his control. So I think you're seeing kind of a mature Adam Jones, a guy who knows to not air frustrations in the media, a guy who chooses to look at the positive side of things.
And you mentioned Zach Britton. Some good news, I guess, on that front. It seems like he's feeling good, and he even mentioned maybe being ahead of schedule, which has got to be great news for the Orioles.
Yeah, everything seems to be going well with him. Obviously, it's really early, but certainly encouraging, I think, when you are talking about a guy who's their all-star closer. You want things to be in line, if not ahead of schedule. So that was cool to see. Zach out in California, wasn't able to make it to FanFest, but still was able to conference call and talk to fans. I thought that was a classy gesture overall.
All right, that's a little bit of a look back at FanFest with some news mixed in as well. It was a good weekend in Baltimore with the Orioles as they get ready, less than a month or less than that. The truck heads out on Wednesday as we record this Tuesday afternoon, heading down to Sarasota for spring training. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Orioles edition. For Brittany Giroli, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.